Many in state government tout the fact that more jobs have been created in the past 10 years, but these are not necessarily high-paying jobs with benefits. Sometimes there's not enough of a paycheck to raise a family of four above the poverty line. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's Stateside, what does it mean if the economy is creating mainly low-wage, unskilled jobs? Then later in the hour, we'll listen to the winners from Michigan Radio's Great Michigan Read 1 Minute Story Writing Contest. The theme for the contest was Hidden Branches of Your Family Tree, unexpected stories that change the way you think of yourself or your family. But first, the 2014 Mackinac Policy Conference began today at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Political and business leaders are gathering to discuss the big issues and challenges that face Michigan and to hear from guest speakers. And with statewide elections just about 5 months away, there's plenty to talk about. Joining us now from Mackinac is Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics co-host, Zoe Clark. Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Listen, how much can happen, Zoe, during this policy conference? It really has true substance and meaning to people in Michigan that takes it beyond schmoozing and enjoying the view from the porch of the Grand Hotel?
Yes. I mean, that is the ultimate question. It's a really fair question, right? I mean, you've got about 1,500 people here. This is a group, as you said, of lawmakers, of entrepreneurs, CEOs, business folks, and they all come together on an island. And yes, there is schmoozing. But there is also a sense that bigger things are being done, maybe not in front of the media, maybe not in front of some of the panel discussions. But this is a point where people are mingling and talking about big issues. Just actually to my side is Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Looks like he just got up here. People are talking to him about road funding and issues like that. So, you know, it is a time to bend ears of people. And I do think it's fair to say that, you know, plans are hatched and made here, whether we always know about them or not.
What are some of the highlights of the week ahead?
Well, earlier today, we saw this reception with Terry Lynn Land, the Republican running for the open U.S. Senate seat that Carl Levin is retiring from, and also heard from Gary Peters. We already heard from Governor Snyder. As I mentioned, there are lots of people right now milling about talking to each other. We'll also hear from Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. We're waiting to hear from Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr. So obviously, you know, this is the Detroit Regional Chamber Conference, so there is a lot of talk, of course, as there has been in the conferences for years and years about Detroit and its financial situation and hopefully its comeback.
So you can't underestimate the importance of FaceTime over maybe a drink at the Grand Hotel.
Exactly. And unfortunately, maybe if you want to say unfortunately, that is how business gets done here. I'm not necessarily advocating for it. But, you know, there is schmoozing. There are people kicking back. That's absolutely for sure. But things are also happening, whether we can see them or not. And that'll be very interesting to watch and see what comes out of this. And there's also the expectation of, you know, surprise announcements here and there that always seem to happen on the island.
Zoe Clark, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Cindy.
Now, let's keep the upcoming election in mind and get the views from the Michigan leaders of both parties. Joining us now from Mackinac Island, we welcome the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Bobby Shostak. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, as of course you know, there's a new minimum wage law in Michigan and a lot of controversy about how and why this increase happened. Governor Snyder signed it into law. In your mind, is this increase to $9.25 an hour an appropriate one?
Well, what's most important, it was a very balanced and reasonable approach, an approach that took study by the legislature, that, you know, we really applaud them for doing so. Having an approach like this rather than a ballot initiative was appropriate, and we're glad that the legislature took it up and applied a good and fair analysis to it and put forth this wage increase that they did.
But the way it was passed, in order to render that ballot initiative for $10.10 an hour moot, there's that poll that just came out yesterday showing even people who say the Republicans didn't like that tactic of ramming the legislation through specifically to kill off the ballot proposal, yet some 300,000 people signed and supported that. Can you understand voter anger at the way this happened?
Well, I think what we're hearing from is the group that was sponsoring the ballot initiative. I think what people in Michigan would want is a fair and a balanced and an appropriate look at the issue as part of a total economic plan for Michigan. And rather than just taking, you know, one issue by itself and pushing through an increase that was stimulated by some talk in Washington, rather than the legislature taking it up in a thoughtful and responsible manner. And this is a responsible approach to minimum wage. And therefore, you know, I think we all have to, you know, respond in a positive way. Michigan Republicans are looking out for the citizens of Michigan, seeing an improved economy, seeing a growing economy, yet at the same time in a manner that will allow job growth to continue and we maintain our recovery. And that's why this was a, you know, an appropriate response.
Let's turn to election 2014 politics. Earlier today, Republican candidate for Senate Terry Lind Land took the stage in an event at the Mackinac Policy Conference. Democratic candidate Gary Peters was also there, and it really wasn't billed as a debate per se. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, should there be open debates in the Senate race?
Well, I think there ultimately will be. I think at this stage it's a little bit early, but I suspect that they will debate. And this was a forum to get to know the candidates. The chamber conference, you know, is really not a political conference or political electeds attend people such as myself and other officials. But it's really more for a policy conference. And so this was a good way to have the candidates come out and express their positions on, you know, various important issues to Michigan citizens, you know, energy, immigration, and the like. And so it was a good forum for that.
You know, Bobby, I remember talking to you about this time last year, and you said then you thought that a Republican primary for the Senate seat would be good for the party to get different Republicans out there vying for the seat and debating and getting the Republican message out to voters. And certainly now it looks like the nomination is Terry Lind Land's. So is that a detriment to the party? Did you lose that chance you spoke about last year?
No, well, I still stand by that I think when you have the opportunity for a primary, you have an opportunity for candidates to express themselves and to work on their message and to give voters an opportunity to hear their thought process develop. It wasn't to be this time, and that's okay. It's the way it shook out. Terry Lind showed that she was interested early. She kind of hung around in the process watching how some of the members from Washington might react to possibly the opportunity to run. They chose not to. And she stayed attentive and put her name in officially and got the signatures and is now our candidate. We're very excited about her and the way she handled it and how well she's doing. It's all towards a good opportunity for us to take the seat back.
Bobby Shostak, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, speaking to us from the Mackinac Policy Conference. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Thank you.
Now to the chair of the Democratic Party in Michigan. Lon Johnson, welcome back to Stateside. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on today.
I want to ask you a similar question to the one I asked Bobby Shostak, and that is about the minimum wage. I'm sure it's fair to assume you are certainly for an increase in the minimum wage, but which one? Would you like to see it raised to $10.10 an hour as the ballot initiative drive wanted, or are you satisfied with what the legislature did and the governor signed at $9.25 an hour?
Well, $9.25 an hour was a compromise that was worked on by both the Democrats and the Republicans. The governor signed it. It's a win for the people of Michigan. Let's move forward and start talking about how we keep going and creating more jobs.
And one of the reasons for that ballot drive to increase the minimum wage is that it was a popular issue, and a lot of Democrats believe it would get voters who may otherwise stay home to the polls. If this doesn't make it to the ballot, are you concerned about turnout come November?
We have many, many issues here to turn the Democratic vote out in the state of Michigan. You know, when this governor took over, we were at the fifth highest unemployment rate. Well, today we're still at the fifth highest unemployment rate in the nation. What he's doing just isn't enough. You know, when you look out in terms of voter turnout, there's not one constituency in the state of Michigan that hasn't paid a price for this governor and this party's inability or unwillingness to compromise to create change. With seniors, they're now paying a pension tax. Middle-class families are seeing higher taxes across the board. Teachers and students have seen $1 billion taken from their classrooms. Labor has seen their collective bargaining rights stripped away from them. Women have seen their reproductive rights under assault continuously at the state capitol. We've got everything we need to go out there and turn our vote out.
And you say you've really, you know, you want to focus on getting out the vote among Democrats. There does seem to be kind of a reluctance, if you will, about midterm elections. What does that tell you about the party and what you need to do between now and November?
Well, you know, Michigan, Michigan's an overwhelmingly Democratic state. We won the last six Senate races we fought together for. We won the last six presidential races we fought together for. But we're just not winning on the off-year election. And the reason for that is depressed voter turnout. What we've identified at the party is 1 million, nearly 1 million, 995,000 to be exact, ID'd Democrats that typically don't vote in the off-year election. Our challenge and our job and our charge at the party is to identify them, get messages, and get our candidates in front of them and make sure that they turn out. When we do that, we will win.
What will you watch for this week at the conference, Lon? You've got a conference that's very business-friendly. It's probably fair to say a group that leans Republican. What do you want Democrats to accomplish this week at Mackinac?
Well, first off, the biggest thing I'm going to watch for is the horse droppings in the street.
There's that.
What we're watching for here is you know, which I think, and it's what the voters are watching for, which side, which candidate, which party is going to create a state that they can stay and succeed in. That's really the challenge for us here in Michigan. How do I stay here and not have to move to Chicago or San Francisco or New York or L.A. to get to succeed? And more to the point, how are my children going to be able to stay here and succeed? Democrats, the vision that we'll be putting out and our candidates are putting out is, you know, we believe the way to do that is to invest in and protect our greatest assets, our people, our land, and our Great Lakes.
Lon Johnson, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, speaking to us from the porch of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Lon, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Still to come, failure. There are only about a million inspirational quotes and platitudes about what we can learn from failing. But instead of hearing all those, we will turn our attention to our partners over at Grand Rapids-based Failure Lab. That's in 10 minutes. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.